Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I'm Sharon Lecter, and today I want to talk to you about doing an inventory. How do your assets look? You know, I often say you're financially free when the income from your assets exceeds your monthly expenses. So I want to talk about assets today, and I want to challenge you. I don't have a guest because it's just you and me. I want you to really take stock in where you are financially. How close are you to becoming financially free? How many assets do you have that are working for you? You think of the cash flow quadrant, which we did for my second book in the Rich Dad series. The left side is all about you chasing money, you exchanging time for money. So if you don't get out of bed, you don't get paid. You want to move to the right side of the cash flow quadrant as an investor and business owner. That's where your money's working for you. Your businesses are working for you. Assets are on the right side of the cash flow quadrant. So my challenge to you today is to be honest with yourself. Take that time to sit down and analyze. And when I talk about assets, it's not just your businesses. Businesses are your big asset because you're putting time and energy in building this business. But you may be invested in some other businesses. How are they doing? Are they generating cash flow? It could be real estate, rental real estate, where you're getting passive income. Then paper assets, stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. And then I talk about collectibles, typically not giving you too much cash flow, something that you hold and you hope will appreciate. And then intellectual property, my favorite type of asset. It's what you know up here. Sharing your knowledge through books, through inventions, through online programs. Creating an asset so that people can learn from you even when you're sleeping. How many of those asset categories do you have? Now, a personal financial planner will talk about diversification of assets, but they're talking about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. I want you to be diversified against all of those asset categories. Businesses, real estate, paper assets, stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and intellectual property. Because with everything that's happening in the economy, sometimes one has a bubble that pops, but the other's there to keep you above ground. It's so important to have that diversification. In future podcasts, I'm going to talk about real estate individually, intellectual property, but I want you to think about where you are right now. And strategize, how can you go to the next step? How can you create more assets? I often tell the story when I speak about the fact that when Mike and I got married 40 years ago, he told me he wanted a survival property. And 16 years ago, we found this ranch, cherrycreeklodge.com. We were looking for 10 acres somewhere so he could go have a survival property and shoot his guns without getting into trouble. And we found this place, and it was so much bigger than what we were looking for. 300 acres plus 40,000 acres of grazing rights for the Tonto National Forest. But we fell in love with it because it's a piece of Arizona and American history. You've heard of the Hatfields and the McCoys, the most famous feud in America. Well, this is the feud between the Tewksburys and the Grahams. It was the second most famous and the deadliest feud. And it was also called the Pleasant Valley War. In fact, it kept Arizona from becoming a state for like 10 years. But this was the Tewksbury Ranch. So there's grave sites on our property. There's so much history. We fell in love with it. We wanted to share it. But as I told Michael, I said, we have to walk the talk. If we're going to make this large investment in this piece of property, we need to turn it into an asset. You've heard me say my favorite word on earth, asset. And so overnight we became ranchers, and I show pictures of the ranch, and I associate with all our cattle. We have Black Angus cattle. And I go, you see cows, I see assets. Those mama cows give me babies every year, and those are our inventory. That's generating income for us. We built a lodge on the property, and that lodge can be rented out. We had a wedding there last weekend. This weekend, I'm going up to a business retreat to speak for them. People can just rent a room for the night to get away. CherryCreekLodge.com, my commercial message. But again, always thinking about creating assets, income producing assets. And so we bought the property because we wanted this survival property. It's completely off the grid, all solar power, our own well. We have a lake stocked with fish, but we wanted to share it. And so we now make income from the lodge. We have a shooting range we make income from. We have horseback riding. People can come pay to go horseback riding. And we have the cows, the cattle operation. So we turn this little piece of heaven into an income producing, well, several income producing assets. So my challenge for you today is to take stock in what you have today. And what could you convert into an income producing assets? You know, vacation rental properties. Maybe you have a second home that could be set up as an Airbnb or a VRBO. Maybe you have some vacant land somewhere that could be turned into parking for RVs. Just putting on the thinking cap and say, how can I turn what I have into income producing assets? And then think about what you know and what you can share. Start writing a book or creating an online program. Because when we talk about the Play Big movement as being number one in your field, the authority, writing a book helps you become the authority. Living your legacy, that's every heart you touch every day, and creating maximum impact. Maximum impact happens when you've created assets and programs and books that millions of people can find. They don't have to rely on talking to you directly. They can learn from you, experience your wisdom. So as you sat today and you go through and write down all the assets you have, then I want you to sit down and figure out what your monthly expenses are. Figure out how much money you're getting monthly from those assets. And let's have a target. How far do you need to go? How many more assets do you need to create so that your target is financial freedom? Doesn't have to be millions of dollars. If your expenses for the year are $100,000, then you need assets to generate $100,000 of passive income. You can do it. I know, because you're fabulous. It's what I say on every single day on my ATMs, my abundance tips and mentorship daily messages. Because I believe it. You deserve to have the success. It's waiting for you. Just make the choice, go out and do it. And that success is even sweeter when you know you've created financial freedom for yourself and your family. So start writing the word asset everywhere. Look in the mirror and say, I need new assets today. Invest your time. Don't spend your time. Invest your money. Don't spend your money. In buying, building, or creating income producing assets. So I'm going to talk about this a little bit more in the Playbook group, the private Facebook group. So if you're not part of that, please join us. Otherwise, thank you for participating in this episode of the Play Big Movement podcast with yours truly, Sharon Lecter. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.